If you're just tuning in, you've just tuned in to the start of the show for Being Real with me, Owen Farley. And we're going to be hearing quite a few of those Christmas kinds of songs. It is the season. It really, really is the season where all these different artists are coming out with new songs that are really speaking to us about what Christmas is all about. Everyone has their different flavor. And actually thinking of my favorite flavor of Christmas, actually it's been on just like on my mind this morning, like what is my favorite verse when it comes to a season like this, when it's a season where we're celebrating the birth of Jesus. And the one that comes to my mind is Isaiah 9 verse 6, and it says, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father of Eternity, Prince of Peace. And of the increase of his government and of peace there shall be no end, upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness from the latter time forth, even forevermore." And I love this part. "The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this." Oh, I just love that scripture. And the reason that I love it so much is when I think of that first part that says, "For us a child is born," I realize for me that it's so much more than just like a beautiful story that happened. It's actually God himself coming down to the earth. Like, for me, that blows my mind. Like, it's kind of like what you would think of, like, in some of those mythical stories that we grew up with, like Hercules, you know, and just like God on the earth. And that's what Jesus was. He was God on the planet that came in such might, such power, such love. And it just blows me how he really was such a beautiful, beautiful God. Such a beautiful God. Such a beautiful example. And I'm looking actually forward to this time with you, because I get to be real with you, to challenge the way that we think, to be transformed into the very image and likeness of this God that came to this planet, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Okay, let's be real. Do you know how much Jesus loves you?
You are being real with Owen Farley.
He's got more for you.
9:30 a.m. exclusively on Impact 103.
You know, when I think of that time when Jesus actually came to the earth, God himself came to the earth, it actually just makes me think of the reason why. Why did he come? Why? What was like the motivation behind it? And obviously for me, the scripture that stands out for that is John 3:16. "For God so loved the world." His motivation was love. "That he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but will have eternal life." That's the reason. That was the motivation behind him coming when he did, when he was born. And what I find so inspiring is that I know that not only did he come before in order to fight our battle for us, but he's coming again to set up his kingdom on this planet for 1,000 years and then forever and evermore. And for me, that is just so exciting. It really, really is tremendous. And another scripture that actually for me just explains what Jesus really came to do is just seeing him both as the lamb, as that other scripture said, and as the lion. And that is, those are the two kinds of things that Jesus is. He really is. The lamb came to die for our sins, but the second part of his commission was to be the lion and to destroy the works of the enemy. And I just want you to listen to this explanation of who Jesus is as the one that fights for us. Revelation 19:11. Just listen carefully. "After that, I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse appeared. The one who was riding it is called Faithful, Trustworthy, Loyal, Incorruptible, and Steady, and True, and he possesses judgment and wages war in righteousness, holiness, justice, and uprightness. His eyes blaze like a flame of fire, and on his head are many kingly crowns. And he has a title, a name inscribed, which he alone knows or can understand. He is dressed in a robe dyed by dipping in blood, and the title by which he is called is the Word of God. And the troops of heaven, clothed in fine linen, dazzling and clean, followed him on white horses. From his mouth goes forth a sharp sword with which he can smite and strike the nations, and he will shepherd and control them with a staff, a scepter, a rod of iron. And he will tread the winepress of the fierceness of the wrath and indignation of God, the all-ruler, the almighty, the omnipotent one. And on his garment, the robe on his thigh, he has a name, a title inscribed, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. That is such a powerful scripture for me, because I know that he's on my side. He's fighting for me. And if God is for me, who can be against me? Same with you. You can claim it as well. And this is what this season is all about. It's about standing in the true belief and celebrating that we have someone so much greater than the one that is in the world. He lives inside of us. He died for us. He's fighting our battles for us. And he is so tremendously, tremendously real. Love it, because we did definitely find someone to save us. It says in Ephesians 4 verse 8, therefore it is said, when he ascended on high, he led captivity captive. He led a train of vanquished foes, and he bestowed gifts on men. That makes me excited. It's like God did what no man can do. He died, went, even felt the sting of death. He went to hell, but yet he rose again, led that captivity captive, conquered the grave, took the keys of death. And now he's saying to us, you can do the same things that I've done and even greater things than these. Now you can be victorious over the world. You can conquer the world because of what it is that I have done for you on the cross. And I love that about Jesus. I truly, truly adore him. In Philippians 1:28, it says, and do not for a moment be frightened or intimidated in anything by your opponents and adversaries, for such consistency and fearlessness will be a clear sign, a proof, a seal to them of their impending destruction, but a sure token and evidence of your deliverance and salvation, and that from God. Oh, I love it. I love it. You know, it actually reminds me of the first time I saw deliverance take place. Like, I saw it with my own eyes. And if you want to hear that story, just stay tuned, because it'll be coming up right after this. I promised you that I would be speaking about the first time that I ever saw deliverance take place. This was something for me that was so tremendously amazing, because I realized how much in that moment, how real God is, but also how much he loves. Because we were actually invited to go through, we were ministering at another youth group, and as I was there, we were sitting in a time of the worship team was playing and ministry was busy happening, and I could feel this one girl really battling with something. And so went through to her just to find out, you know, what exactly was happening. And I sat down with her, and as I was busy chatting with her, I could just feel something, I guess, that I had gone through myself. God had given me a beautiful discernment for it. So I asked her, you know, is the problem suicide? And as I did that, it was actually tremendous to see how this thing that had been tormenting her actually just literally took a hold of her, and she just ran into this wall. And I was like, what the heck is going on? I mean, I didn't know what to do. I was praying in tongues. I was like, Lord, I need help. I've never experienced this before. And I went through to someone that my leadership that was actually there with us. And I said, please come help, because this is the situation. This is what's just happened. And it was so beautiful, because my spiritual father came through, picked her up like just like this beautiful baby child, and like in his arms, took her through to another room. And it was the first time that I actually saw someone sit down with somebody else and cast out a demon. And for me, it was so powerful because I just saw the love of God break every chain. I saw that scripture come to life that says in Luke 10:19, "Behold, I have given you the authority and the power to trample upon serpents and scorpions, and physical and mental strength and ability over all the power that the enemy possesses, and nothing shall in any way harm you." I needed to see that. I needed to see how God Himself was working on not only my behalf, that He could do it for me, but that He could do it for any single person that calls on His name. This is what He's done for us. He's given us this power because He Himself actually raised from the dead, conquered the grave, and set us on this journey where it was just like, He's done it. He's done it for us. So, if you are crying out for the Lord, cry out to Him, ask Him, "Lord, I need help. I need your power to start actually moving in my life. I need to see what you're going to do in order to help me be able to come alive, to set me free from the power of the enemy. Set me on seats that is above every other name," and God will do it. In Ephesians 2 verse 6, and it says, "And He raised us up together with Him and made us sit down together, giving us joint seating with Him in the heavenly sphere in Christ Jesus, the Messiah, the Anointed One." And if He's going to do it for us, man, He will do it for any single person who calls on the name of the Lord. Every knee will bow. Every tongue will confess the name that is above all names, and that is the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, our King. And this is so true for what it is that Christmas is all about. It's all about experiencing just the victory that we have in God because of what Jesus has done for us. In 1 John 5 verse 4, it says, "For whatever is born of God is victorious over the world. And this is the victory that conquers the world, even our faith." Who is it that is victorious and that conquers the world but he who believes in Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who adheres to, trusts in, and relies on that fact? And with that scripture, that's going to take us to a time where we look forward to, well, I definitely look forward to it every single Tuesday, and that is Challenge for Change. The Word of God. It's quick. It's powerful. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. Okay, this is the challenge.
The challenge. The challenge. The challenge.
It's to memorize scripture so that we as believers in Jesus Christ, we're equipped with the weapon of the word to stand our ground in the very moment that we need it. It's like a hammer that breaks into pieces even the most stubborn rock of resistance. And sometimes I feel like, man, there's things that I'm going through that might take a lifetime, but I have to have faith.
Listen, talk about it.
Every Monday and Tuesday, 9:30 a.m. on Being Real with Owen Farley. You are being challenged to change here on Impact 103. Rise to the challenge.
All right, are you guys going to rise to the challenge in this December? I've got Luca and Tondi here with me again for Challenge for Change. It's such an awesome time always for me because I realize like we have always got like to improve ourselves, you know, always got to make that step where we can actually say, you know, there's something new to learn, there's something new to gain. And I'm looking forward to this season because specifically now during the December time, because I kind of feel in my heart that there's more that God actually wants us to achieve, what he wants us to know. That's and cool. Even if we are kind of at the end of the year, we can't just say, okay, I'm going to give up on the things that God has actually spoken about, like, at the beginning of the year, I'm going to actually access it and say, no, I'm going to have the faith. I'm going to step into it, no matter, even if it's like the last hour.
Yeah.
I'm going to believe that God can accelerate me and then put me in a place where I can receive it.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying?
That's powerful.
So, I know, it is powerful. I'm just like, let's go, Jesus. So something that just really triggered this all for me was kind of just thinking about a scripture that actually really is my flavor for
my flavor
for the Christmas season, and something that I always go back to. And so I just kind of want to find out, what is yours? What is your flavor for the Christmas season that actually brings you like into that place where you're like, man, God, I realize you're doing something. You know?
Look, despite all the debates that we start having around about this season, you know, Christian and oh, it's Christmas, oh, it's not Christian, it's not that. But I think for me, I always say, look at the bright side of things, just remembering the birth of Jesus Christ, the most important thing.
Yes.
And I'm always taken to the scripture in the book of Luke 2, verse 10, when the angel arrives, and then it says, then the angel said to them, do not be afraid.
Yeah.
For behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy,
yeah,
which will be to all people,
mm,
not just that tribe, but also to us. And we're benefiting. Just the arrival of Christ was the arrival of hope to begin with.
Exactly.
And I mean, I don't think it's a coincidence for this time, end of the year, the end of all the labor and hardships throughout the year.
Mm.
Like when you're saying, when people are thinking, oh, I'll try again next year.
Yeah.
But hope arrives right at the end when you're thinking, ugh, I'm exhausted. I don't think anything will work
out. I know. For me, it's like hope arrives every single time
that you allow
him to come.
Exactly. Mm.
There's one person that brings hope, and that's Jesus.
Exactly.
You know? So anytime that you align yourself.
But in the season for me, I want you to particularly be reminded that hope arrived.
Ooh.
And the purpose was to bring joy to all man. So
come on.
Hold on to that hope.
Exactly. And for you, Tons, what scripture do you like brings you into that place, bro?
For me, it's Philippians 4, from verse 4 to 8. You know, such a powerful scripture. And it starts off by saying, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. You know, it's end of the year. It's December. It's that time, you know, you've either had a hard year, you've either had a mild year, or you've had a really good year.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But regardless of that, it says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. And let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, by your make your requests be made known unto God. And here we are, like, December is it's the border year to the following year, right?
Yes.
It's like you're at the end, and now there's an upcoming year, and we are all thinking about, okay, this year was this way, next year is gonna be this way.
We're starting to
think and contemplate what's coming in the next year. And so it's really important that, you know, we understand that we can now start, you know, bringing those requests known to God. But thanksgiving is an important thing that is mentioned here. And it goes on to say that, and the peace of God which surpasses all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. And this one, I won't read the whole thing, but it says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, just, pure, noble, lovely, good report, and all those things that are praiseworthy, think on these things.
Exactly. Think on those things that are like, and that's what Challenge for Change really is about. And I love actually that God always seems to be nailing home a point, you know, and for something that both of you are speaking about, it's that great joy about rejoicing.
That's what I'm thinking.
Something
of
is like, and that's what I love about what Jesus came to do. Okay, he came to bring the kingdom.
Sure.
And he said, repent, change your mind, change the way that you think. Think on those things that are good reports, you know?
Sure.
Yeah.
But then that will bring you into the kingdom. And that's where my favorite verse comes in, is actually bringing in the kingdom. My favorite one is Isaiah 9, verse 7. And it says, of the increase of his government and of peace, there shall be no end. And I love that. You know, it's like, yes, his kingdom is expanding, is always going to expand. It's just a matter of us saying now.
Exactly.
Not later, now.
Right.
I want it now. I want to enter into it now. And that's why, for me, Challenge for Change this month has to be on a victorious mindset.
Come on.
It has to be on this mindset that says, I'm not waiting another moment. I'm grabbing a hold of what God has for me now, and I'm going to align myself with His word. Mm. And so these are the scriptures here right in front of you. You can see them. Mm-hmm. Is what a victorious mindset we're going to be learning about. Okay, the first one for me was that Isaiah 9 verse 7. Then the next one is going to be Philippians 1:28 that says, and do not for a moment be frightened or intimidated by anything. I love that. It's like, let's go, you know? And then Ephesians 4 verse 8, it says, He led captivity captive. Mm. He led a train of vanquished foe and bestowed gifts on men. So if you as a listener want to join us in, there's going to be like a few scriptures that I'm going to be writing down. You can check it up on our podcast area on our website. Just go to impactradio.co.za and look at the podcast for Challenge for Change for this week. And you'll be able to see all of those scriptures there that you can join in with us and actually learn. Learn them, rise to the challenge, learn them so that you can be equipped in this season to access what God has for you. And it's really the kingdom. It's everything.
Rise to the challenge.
Exactly. Rise to the challenge. So I love it because we're going to end it with like seriously great joy.
Come on.
We're going to end it with seriously great joy, rejoicing in God and making sure that He is just part of our lives.
Yeah.
You know? So... And actually, it's come to the end of my time with you, unfortunately. But something that just really gives me hope is knowing that Jesus' kingdom is here. And He is never going to fail us ever, ever in our lives. It's such a tremendous thing. His kingdom is going to keep on expanding. And that's something that for me in this season, in December, we can really just fix our eyes on. Fix our eyes on to knowing that Jesus loves us. We can be transformed into His image. And He has so much in store for us if we just align ourselves really with His will. So do that. Fix your eyes on those things that Jesus is really doing in your life. And make sure that you keep your relationship with Him real. You keep it flowing and you just stand in that fact that Jesus loves you. He's conquered everything, and it gives us a moment for us to just really celebrate.